Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
All right, so there's a group that my wife tipped me off to on Facebook. It's called a group where we all ask each other ridiculously personal questions. I've referenced it before, and they are personal.
Do a lot of people answer, because I know in a lot of Facebook groups you have the option to answer anonymously. Do a lot of people do that, or are they just going out there with their real names?
Most people are on there with their real names with the questions. Almost all of the answers are real names.
Are they?
I don't see any that are, unless they're Facebook account.
Yeah.
The one that I clicked on just now to see how many real names there were, I was about to say their name, and then I thought, I can't say their name. It's on a Facebook page. But a woman named Leisha said, "What's your butt stuff body count? Mine's two." That's an example of some of the questions. Like the next one is from Alan. Have you figured out why people don't like you?
Ooh, that's a good one.
It is. The first reply to how many butt stuff partners have you had or what's your body count for butt stuff was casual or not. What does that mean? Like butt stuff for business? It could be someone who deals in that business.
Well, maybe it's,
and it was like, I had two on my own time, but like twice a week on Thursday.
I mean, yeah, I've only casually done it once, but formally, yeah, seven times.
Yes. Five relationships.
Yeah, I really dressed up for it.
Yeah. Is it
this person
like
says
exclusive?
15 and counting. This person says, I think around four, but it's hard to tell.
It's not that hard to tell.
Is it?
I mean, I don't know.
I know, I mean, I can remember how many front door ones there were. How can you not remember how many back door ones there were?
As a provider or a host, they said that's different numbers. And I said, okay, yeah.
Well, yeah, I can see that.
Okay.
There's a lot of those. But the one that that I wanted to talk about today is they asked, what profession gives the best sex?
Gives the best sex.
I know what mine is.
Really?
Yeah. I dated one and then I married one. How do you think? Lawyers.
Lawyers?
Oh my God.
What is it? The attention to meticulous detail and always worried about worst case scenario?
Yeah. And they're freaks. They are freaks. Yeah. That and...
attorneys are freaks in bed.
The two that I've experienced, yes.
So then all of them are. That's what I'm assuming.
Yeah.
I'm going to text a special person,
my divorce
lawyer,
attorney, who doesn't seem like he would be, and I'm going to ask a question that I never would have thought would have been appropriate. It's still not appropriate.
Are you a freak in bed?
Hey, one of my coworkers said all the attorneys are a freak in bed. You have some kids. Is that true? Do you think that's a way to do it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That will be like $395 for that text.
He's going to bill you for it.
Yeah, so
you may as well make it worth it.
I got to make it count. I got to have a couple other questions in there that are pertinent.
So what did we learn? Attorneys are prostitutes.
Well, maybe not.
I mean, you know, kind of in their own way.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, yeah. They do sell their services.
Yeah.
High end, too.
Do you have a career that stands out to you or a profession?
No.
A job?
Yeah.
Do you, Maitland?
Yeah, I think psychologists. Because they know, like, the inner workings of your brain.
This is not based on your own experience, is it?
Yeah. not like, it was with somebody who was studying psychology at the time.
It wasn't like your therapist.
No.
Okay, because if so, we need to talk off the air.
But yeah, they just enjoy, like, the inner workings of your brain. So, like, yeah, the things that they do to you, like, they know what it really does to you. And, like. Yeah.
Oh, that's a strong point.
It's a mind F, too.
Yeah. So they know how to push buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that there's a specific profession, but I would say creative people are much better at it than...
They're usually more comfortable in their own skin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not always, but oftentimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I think I would say another question I think could be, like, which profession is most likely to do each other? I'd start with restaurant people.
Oh, for sure. Corrections officers. Yeah.
Oh, do they bang each other?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
The assuredness of your statement is remarkable.
Do you know people who are in corrections?
I come from Prison City. I know so many corrections officers.
That's true.
And
that's
I used to get all the tea.
Nurses. Wow. Nurses all bang each other.
Does it say Prison City? Is that something you say? Like Battle Creek is Cereal City or Milwaukee is Beer City?
Usually I say like I'm from Jackson, Michigan. They go, oh, the prison.
That is the first thing most people from Michigan think of when you think of Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Number one.
And they all bang. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Never knew.
I wouldn't have thought.
Like just each other or the prisoners?
I thought for sure.
I think both.
I thought for sure you were going to say you learned that from Orange is the New Black. That's awesome. I don't think I have. I can't think of anything. Like employed is better than unemployed. I mean, that's a fact.
What job,
I don't know.
What job gives the best sex?
Yeah.
Employed.
I mean, I don't know.
That's a very limited set of experience.
Desperate.
That's true.
I feel like women who work for those really top sales company, like Salesforce or whatever that one's called.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're all really beautiful. And I feel like they're all really good in bed.
I feel like a lot of professions where there's lots of conventions.
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
Because they got so much practice.
Yeah.
This one, chefs, hand down. They love to eat and serve.
Yep, that's true. Chefs are good.
Yeah.
Line cooks.
Real good.
Yeah, and they'll try putting anything in their mouth at least once.
Line cooks. It's still good, just a little more hasty.
Yeah.
Bartenders.
A lot of people that answered on this Facebook group said drug dealer. I mean,
I've never slept with a drug dealer. But
I mean, maybe. I guess if they're using their own product.
I bet bartenders.
I think any profession where there's lots of alcohol around you all the time, everybody's a little loose.
Military. A lot of people saying doesn't matter the job, but blue collar better at it than white collar.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't surprise me.
They're working.
Yeah, a little more rugged.
Mm-hmm.
They're used to putting in some work to get what they need or hope for.
One of the most passionate kisses of my life, and I only ever kissed this guy one time. He was super nice, just not my type. It was so passionate, and it was so unexpected, and he, like, laid down, like, electric lines or whatever. I was like, I don't really even know what you do, but I was not expecting you to kiss me like that. Holy moly. And then I never talked to him again, which is par for the course.
Oh, this one, this felt great. Bye.
Yeah. Oh, this felt gentle and nice and honest. Ew.
Yeah.
Gotta get rid of this as fast as possible.
Healthy? Boring.
You seem non-toxic like Crayola.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
A woman answered on this website. Legally unemployed men bound for prison, to be honest.
Oh, my God.
How many have you had?
Well, I guess if she lives in one of those towns.
This text, my girl works at the post office, and apparently postal workers just bang each other a lot.
Oh, okay. I bet.
Oh, man, that seems so unappealing.
Yeah, especially with those stupid shorts that they have to wear in the summer.
This text.
I mean, when was the last time you went into a post office and thought, that's a good-looking person?
Text from the 269, I almost always...
It's true.
...try to date people who are waitresses or have been waitresses, because as a rule, they're wild and do butt stuff. Okay.
That's a rule.
I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah. This text, the internet tells me stepmoms are the best at sex. Real estate agents? Interesting.
Oh, that's a
carpenters
big, that's
are
a
best because they know how to hammer that nail. These are just jokes and not good ones. Nurses. Lots of nurse talk on both the group on Facebook.
Yeah. We have that that testimonial from
and,
one nurse.
On
nurses
our own.
Are people you can have anonymous sex with. These brainless sluts.
Flight attendants. I think they all sleep with
each
other for sure. Oh, for sure.
Oh,
in Atlanta,
with each other,
a lot of my friends were flight attendants because like their main hub is Dallas or Atlanta. And man, they do like 10 days on and then 12 days off or vice versa because like flying like that makes you loopy. And every time they're like, well, I'm just going to party where we land, you know, if it's somewhere cool. And their stories were always just filled with wild times.
Well, especially the international ones.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like the domestic ones, a lot of them end up back wherever they live.
Exactly, yeah.
But yeah, mm-hmm. If you're flying and you're like, well, I'm in London for 3 days or whatever.
I am going to be in London.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
I met him last night.
Yeah. This person wrote, I don't know if they're the best at it or not, but most of my body count is Taco Bell employees. To which someone replied, did you work there? And he goes, no, I never thought about that.
What?
How did that become your thing then? Like, I could see if you worked there, because, it tends to happen.
It's so specific.
I mean, unless your body count's two and one was a Taco Bell employee, that's pretty crazy. All right, you can share as well. What's the profession that's the best at sex? And this text, I work at the post office, and no way, they are all ugly. You're right. This text, I can't believe Maitland didn't say the farmers of the chickpea world. This text from Nashville. The Laverne Police Department seems to really sleep together.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, they do.
Tennessee.
Yeah. Horse people at barns and rodeos and stuff all sleep together.
They're good at that bounce.
Oh, yeah. They love it.
All right. Your thoughts next. Best professions at Bonin.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.